and 606. City is mostly clear in Tulsa, 75 degrees. Our rain chances increase as the day goes along. We should have a high of 91. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Those who get SNAP benefits, also known as food stamps, from the Oklahoma Department of Human Services will soon see those benefits cut. DHS spokesman Mark Beitler says the cuts, however, are not unexpected.
It all goes back to 2009. There was an increase to offset the effects of the recession. Those increased benefits will expire October 31st.
For a family of four with no income, they will lose $36 a month. All total, the state will have $66 million less to spend on the food stamp program. Fewer kids in Oklahoma are uninsured, but more adults are without coverage. That is according to a new report from the Census Bureau. Many adults will soon qualify for tax credits to buy insurance on the state marketplace, but not all.
Just 8% of Oklahoma's children have no health insurance, down from 16% in 2000. Medicaid expansion made that drop possible, and coverage subsidized through the Affordable Care Act may soon do the same for the state's working-age adults. One in four is uninsured. But the poorest Oklahomans will fall into a coverage crater, says Oklahoma Policy Institute Director David Blatt.
We are going to see somewhere between 150,000 and 200,000 Oklahomans where they will actually make too little money to be eligible for subsidized insurance through the new marketplaces.
State leaders want to look at state options instead of taking federal Medicaid funds. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The union this morning says more layoffs could be coming to American Airlines in Tulsa. The layoffs could start next year. It is brought on in part by American's new jets, which will require less maintenance. The Tulsa World reports an airline spokeswoman is saying that the airline's needs for 2014 are still being evaluated. Meanwhile, the union is quoting a figure of 400. The Centers for Disease Control confirms at least one of Dr. Scott Harrington's patients acquired hepatitis C at the dental surgeon's clinic. It's the first documented case of such a patient-to-patient transmission.
We can conclude that somehow due to a lapse in infection control practices or in safe injection procedures, transmission of hepatitis C patient-to-patient did occur in this facility.
Caitlin Snyder with the Tulsa Health Department says more than 4,200 patients have been tested. A follow-up for you this morning. The driver of a Tulsa school bus that overturned yesterday morning was driving with a suspended license. The bus swerved to miss a dog and ran off 41st Street near 145th East Avenue. Tulsa school spokesman Chris Payne says the accident report turned up the driver's suspended license.
The driver had just recently had his license suspended. We just found out it was around September 11th that was suspended.
Drivers are required to self-report any citable traffic violations. Payne says since this driver did not, he has been suspended. Only one student was on the bus, and she was not injured. Two Oklahoma lawmakers and a firefighters organization are challenging the constitutionality of Oklahoma's new workers' compensation law. The lawsuit was filed with the Oklahoma Supreme Court this week. A hearing is set for October 16th. Our weather forecast, partly sunny and hot with a thunderstorm chance increasing today. We'll have a high of 91. Tonight, there's an 80% chance of thunderstorms as a cold front moves in, down to 70 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, thunderstorms are much cooler with a high of 78. National Weather Service radar is all clear right now. It is mostly clear in 75. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.